This is Fat Chance!
And welcome to the second now episode of Fat Chance, where we discuss all sorts of random stuff related to football, and we actually judge chance, established chance, and made up chance through our system rocks. And we'll be looking at... I don't know why I bother looking at that script anymore. We're done. introducing the room, it's Matt Bowman.
Hello.
Hi, mate, you well?
I'm not going to go on about it. I've got a bad back, and that's where the story ends. I don't want to bleat and moan about how bad my back is.
It's not stopping you working, though, mate. No. You're here, you're doing gigs.
Absolutely, done a couple of gigs at the weekend. But yeah.
Soldier.
How did you do it, mate? What happened?
Are we asking me how I did my back or how I did the gigs?
Both. I care about all the aspects of your life, mate.
And your back.
I did the gigs, I mean, just standard, amazing, kind of frontman-esque. Balls out, rock and roll.
You are a great frontman, Matt, has to be said.
Thank you, Michael. Paul?
I think you're a great frontman too.
Tom, do you want to say anything nice about me while I'm sat here face to face?
I thought you were very courageous, mate, in the face of adversity. You did very, very well.
Thank you very much.
Well done, mate.
And in terms of how I hurt my back, it's so uninteresting. Let's move on to...
We'll move on, mate, because there's only so many wanking stories you can tell. Okay, Scouse Corner is the one introducing Nipper, who's not here. Sorry, he's in Cornwall.
Part-timer.
Yeah, if you listen, Nipper, fuck you. introducing Tom.
Hello.
And introducing Paul.
Hello.
And that is Scouse Corner. 66.6%.
Wow.
Were you
recurring
putting on Yorkshire accents there? It didn't sound very Scouse to me. You were so much more Scouse.
Yeah, that's
yes, thank you, Tom. Yeah.
Make sure you steal something on the way out.
What kind of racist?
It's a very racist and prejudiced podcast, isn't it? I mean, from the off.
Yeah, that was in the manifesto.
Let's see how it is. And also, let's just say now, this Leeds United are about to play football on telly, and I've got right in front of me a Sky Go ready to go, and I brought the BT password instead, and I am absolutely fuming.
You're actually genuinely upset.
Yeah, I'm really annoyed.
It looks like it's affecting you, mate.
I've got it on my phone. I've got it on live.
Get teletext up.
Live score. Oh, mate, I missed teletext.
I do. That was great.
Everybody's booked a holiday on teletext, aren't they?
Oh, I'm back to it now, mate. I'm back to teletext. Live score is great at football app.
Really?
If you don't have it, yeah. It's got every game in Europe. It's brilliant.
Because that's what I'm looking for. Once I check the Leeds United score, I'm dying to know what the Belgian second division...
It's got Premier League, Championship, then it goes League One, League Two, and then it goes like Spain,
Dynamo Tbilisi.
Yeah, you can end up there.
And, I mean, is it still...
Betting on really obscure games.
Yeah, how many corners?
Yeah.
Is it still actually on TV, or are you doing the old internet?
It's a new chat I've got, actually, I'm going to bring in about Leeds being on TV, because we're always on TV. I forgot the question.
Only if you've got the right password. Well,
I was asking you a question about teletext. I was saying, do you generally still use a TV remote, or do you do it online? But then you skillfully started talking about Leeds United again.
Sorry about that.
Which I quite liked.
Actually, I haven't seen teletext in ages.
I don't think it exists anymore.
CFAX.
No.
CFAX, no. Gone, mate.
Honestly, in the 90s, in the early 90s, in the late 80s, like when I was... I just watch CFAX.
Yeah.
You know you've had a good night when you get in at 4 a.m. job finder on CFAX.
Brilliant.
That was just in Liverpool.
Do you
want
to get in and watch CFAX?
Me and the miss, we were at a barbecue last year, or a couple of years ago, and I was chatting to some fella at the bar, and I was like, mate, I know you from somewhere. And he was like, oh, I get this all the time. I was like, oh, here we go. And he said, do you go out a lot? And I was like, yeah, you know, I like a party. Like, and he's like, do you ever watch telly at like 5, 6 in the morning? And I was like, yeah. And he went, I'm the guy who's in the corner doing the sign language. And actually, I met him at a barbecue.
Did you make him do some sign language? Obviously, did you just put him in the corner?
I'm not an animal. Yeah, dance monkey dance.
Nice. Brilliant. Where were we up to? We were talking about football chance, I'm quite sure.
Yeah, God, yeah.
With it being
it's a podcast about football chance, this, so if you are listening, we've had a bit of a detour at the start, but we want your chance. Send them in, info@propersport.uk.
there's no co, I still can't get over that,
but we will analyse any football chant that is worthy of analysis, basically. But we have got other features. Matt, do you want to have a quick word about those?
As last show's the feedback from last show has come in, and one of the best, one of the ones that's gone down best with people is Dickhead to Hero.
Love Dickhead to Hero.
Did we make a chant for Dickhead to Hero? Or am I doing the
Yeah. You've got a jingle.
No, we've got a jingle for it. It should say "From Dickhead to Hero" on the.
Hang on, does,
I don't
it,
know.
It certainly does. So, yeah, we're gonna rehash "Dickhead to Hero."
From Dickhead to Hero.
Hero.
Yeah, just what it says on the tin. We're gonna take somebody that was otherwise a dickhead and now is a hero. We did Gareth Southgate last time.
Yeah, we did Gareth.
We did the Gareth Chan.
And this week. It's Gary Neville.
It is.
Well, discussing. He's been a dickhead for a long time, but
I mean, I'm not sold on this. I mean, there's still parts of Gary
it's
Neville
debatable.
That get right on my tits.
So yeah, fair dues.
Heroes are stretch,
mate.
Yeah,
you're gonna have to. For me to put him in the hero category, you're gonna have to really put your case across.
Well, we'll try our best.
Yeah. Then we're moving on to Michael. We were deciding in the pub. We were gonna. Do look at the ass on that. Ooh, look at the ass on that.
There is also a button for that as well now.
Oh my goodness. Should all I these
press
buttons.
It?
Yeah.
Big
are you sure?
Now.
Now I found it. So we were thinking about doing look at the ass on that.
Ooh, look at the ass on that.
I actually love that jingle.
It's really inventive.
But to be honest, we've also got Guess the Goal, which had been stitches in the Peacock. So
I have got a goal in mind. Paul, you are good at this. We did it in pub. Four times, you've got every single one. I've got a goal for you. Yeah,
so, it was all Tony Yeboah, wasn't it?
We're gonna see. So we're gonna see how we're getting on for time, and we're gonna toss a coin and see whether they do look at the ass on that or guess at the goal, and both equally as funny. And then of course we have got the podcast, Fat Chance podcast favourite, Shit Houses through the years.
Shit house.
Have I done one of those?
You haven't done a shit.
Oh, you're joking!
No, we did Roy Keane last week.
I know. I made a jingle.
All right, sorry.
I've not done one.
You've not done a shit house in 2 years jingle.
Right. I knew there was one.
Can you sing it to us tonight?
Yeah, I mean, could you just?
Yeah, I'll do one at the time. Mate. Yeah, do one now.
I mean, just off the cuff.
I'd just go like.
This is your moment, mate.
Shit houses through the years.
Very similar to the last one, mate.
Yeah, I was gonna come. You might have got a bit better.
We did put him on the spot.
Mise en demeure.
You've got half an hour before I come back to that. But no. Let me bring it back round to the chant. So obviously that's why we're here. As we said last week, how do you judge a chant? I mean, it's quite subjective to the right person.
People have been
wondering
for years, but now it's all been decided.
Well, yeah, scientifically.
Yeah,
we've put an algorithm together. We've invented our own machine. Mm. It is called the ROX machine. That is a silent WROCCCS.
Of course.
And as we say, it's a scientific method. We put a chant through there. And it'll be judged on various categories,
six in all. This is the scientific method. If you say it's literally scientifically proven, you've got W wits, you've got R replication, O overall shitness, C contagiousness, C complexity, and S silliness. That is how you judge. That is how you judge a chant. Don't know what judge is.
You've been judging you. Judging
don't is, you judge me.
Don't judge
it's
me.
You're Cockney Cone.
Yeah, it's Cockney for being a wanker. Right, 7 minutes have gone for Leeds game. No score.
0-0.
That is what live scores say.
As we said last week though, Mickey, there's an optimum score, even though it's out of six. There's six categories, 10 points per category, but the optimum score isn't 60, as you would imagine. It is actually 51.
Yeah,
the magic number 51.
That's right. You want four.
Why is that?
Well, you want.
Were you not listening last week, Paul?
Yeah. You want 7 out of 10. You want four. Hold on. It's 4 out of 10 for complexity.
Yeah.
What scoring system?
Yeah.
It doesn't want to be too complex, obviously.
No. Yeah.
So nobody else joins in.
What would ROX score on the complexity score?
I don't know. you go too complex, and you want 7 out of 10.
Billion.
You want 7 out of 10 for silliness.
Because he doesn't want to be too silly.
That's right.
You don't want to be mocked
too
for it.
Complex.
No, but it's got to be silly.
All good chance raising. Yeah,
it's got to be silly, but not too silly. 7 out of 10. It's got to be complex to some level of complexity, but not just under half.
Yeah,
basically.
Exactly. Well said, Michael.
Thanks.
Now kick off ROX this week. Like I say, we do put through grassroots chants and chants you sent in, but to kick off this week, we're going to put through some established chants.
Yeah,
we've got four of them in all. Over to Scouse Corner. Let's see what we've got, what chants we're going to work on, and then we'll pick the best one through the ROX machine, and let's see where we end up.
Yeah. Well, actually, let me intervene, because the first one, Matt, that we've got that is an established chant, is from your good friend and another great frontman, John McClure of Revan and the Makers. So you said to you know, sent it out, and John sent this in, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, we were chatting on Snap. We weren't chatting on Snapchat.
I bet you were.
You show me yours, I'll show you mine. That's what all the good frontmen do. No, we were chatting.
It's friends reunited.
What's your Snapchat name?
Mate, I don't have Snapchat. I'm far too old, miserable, and boring to go on Snapchat.
Unless of course Tony Wiener, I'm not gonna say
right. We were chatting on WhatsApp like grown men. Yeah. And yeah, I was just telling him about this concept, and I was saying, you know, living the dream would be to get a grassroots chant out onto the terraces, and you know, through via this show as a vessel for that. But yeah, just to add a bit of kind of you know, a bit of a different dimension, rather than just playing lead songs and Liverpool songs, I asked him to send me a Sheffield Wednesday song. It's a huge Sheffield Wednesday fan.
Yeah, Sheffield Wednesday.
I mean, this wasn't the first voice recording he sent me. There were some rather weird, rather dodgy ones before
that. Snapchat.
That's Snapchat for you, mate. But, yeah.
I finally managed to tie him down, and he sent me this Sheffield Wednesday established chant.
Who's it for? Which player?
Kieran Lee.
I think all will be revealed in the chant, but let's have a listen. I've been assured this will work.
What, your phone?
I want it to.
Yeah, you've got it, mate.
Oh, my battery's died.
No, you're joking. 1% back every
time.
Jump
as you go, isn't he?
You ready, boys? You ready? Here we go. This will work.
I may as well.
Right.
I've got this.
It's
I may as well do. About a boy who can do anything. He comes from Oldham. His touch is golden. Kieran Lee.
It's like he's doing it by candlelight, isn't it?
Yeah,
he's doing it. He's going to wait the 19th century Victorian workers upstairs.
I know exactly what's happened there, right? These two have been up all night on Snapchat. Right? It's 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Is it Dave? Yeah.
John.
Whatever.
Yeah. Dave McClure.
John's bird's in bed, right? And he's lying there. And he's like, right, how can I send this to Matt? Yeah. Let's just do it again. Just picture the scene, right? A candle, like Florence Nightingale.
Yeah. I want to tell you, I may as well do, about a boy who can do anything. He comes from Oldham, his touch is golden. Kieran Lee.
John McClure from Revan and the Makers, ladies and gentlemen.
John
is officially our first contributor to the show outside of this room, so thank you for that, John.
Well done, John.
And what do we think of that? I mean,
I liked it. It sounds quite quirky, quite bouncy, optimistic.
Well, should we do it now?
It comes from Oldham, his touch is golden. Kieran Lee.
Not, oh, hello.
Hey, Cammy. Contagiousness.
I've only played that to you guys once. We've heard it 2 times and then the start of it 7 times.
Yeah.
And I think we just about nailed it.
I must admit, I did forget the second line, what you brought us in there.
Thanks, mate.
I just knew that it was the first line, whatever it was. It's catchy, it's contagious, it's quirky. It's got, in fact, overall sickness is quite high.
Yeah.
It's witty enough.
I like.
Yeah, it's not too complex. We've managed to get it. There is some level of complexity.
In the last podcast, we forgot the days of the week at one point.
We did.
So
on
nailing,
a couple of occasions.
Nailing an opposing team's football chant after hearing it twice. Lads, I think we've done all right there. So lots to consider when we decide whether to put that through the roster.
Yeah, well,
sheet.
That's decision. Our first Chef Wed as
big
well.
Decision.
First Chef Wed as a chant.
First Sheffield Wed.
We've had quite a few from Northern Ireland because we've got another one coming up from Northern Ireland.
Do you want to do that one first?
Do you want to do the Northern Ireland one?
While we're on the subject,
I remember hearing this at first time and it made me giggle quite a lot. I enjoy this chant.
So it's,
are you ready?
To score quite high on cylinders.
Silent four.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Will Grigg's on fire. Your defence is terrified. Will Grigg's on fire. Your defence is terrified. Will Grigg's on fire. Your defence is terrified. Will Grigg's on fire.
If they haven't done that, they should have done. But no, I thought Will Griggs is petrified, but you said terrified.
Your defence is terrified.
I mean,
Will Griggs is terrified.
Petrified?
Who is he playing for? I heard his name the other day on there. He plays for like a League One team, I think. Who is it?
I have no idea.
Do you want me to Google it?
He might have scored the first day. Jeff Stelly mentioned his name. I was like, Will Griggs.
I reckon that's going to score high on replication. Because, I mean, I'm already thinking of...
He was at Wigan.
Jamie Vardy.
Vardy's on fire.
Yeah.
James Vardy. No, what he was, Griggs. It was Wigan.
Right.
When the song first came out, I think.
No, but it was a Northern Ireland lot that did it. I'm sure it was. Yeah, great chat. Replication is Ted.
Yeah, it's going to be high. I mean, we're not. It's going to be high on replication.
Yeah, massively. Witness is high. In fact,
he still plays for Wigan, you know.
Well, he might do.
Did you just Google that?
I did.
Yeah.
Will Griggs at Wigan in the corner.
We'll move on. We don't want to get bogged down in rocks, do we?
This one's going to take some explaining. I mean, is this an established chance?
If it isn't established, then I hope it should be.
I'm reading off the page and I'm thinking, wow. I mean, just wow. But yeah. I mean, count us in, Mickey, and then Scouse Corner.
Well,
okay,
one, two, three.
I haven't even said the
I know what we're doing. I just forgot the open line.
We're doing
the
five.
Your eyes are offside.
Yeah. See, I like a bit of cruelty in a song.
I like a bit of cruelty.
So I love this one.
Okay.
Two, three.
Your eyes are offside. Messi total. Your eyes are offside.
Brilliant. He has got weird, massively bulgy
eyes.
Yeah,
he does.
And it looks like he's turned to the dark side as well, doesn't he? Yeah. like he's a really good kind of. He was quite a good Jedi Knight, and then someone's just gone. Do you know what, Mesel? Why don't you come to the dark side? He's gone. Yeah, not a problem. I'll just sign for Arsenal and then decline in terms of talent.
Paul's got a good theory actually as to why he looks like that, haven't you, mate?
Yeah. I've just made this up. But if we can try all to, you know, chant it along with it. So there's two parts of it. First part.
Complexity is high.
Yeah. First part.
Wait, needs the backstory first.
Yeah.
As to why he looks like he does.
No. We don't need that. We'll do that after. Okay. First part's a little bit experimental, but we'll come on to that in a second. But second part, classic chanting. All right. So don't worry about it. You just need to follow our lead.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a Mesut Ozil chant.
Mesut Ozil chant.
Yeah.
For the Spurs fans.
Okay. for the Spurs fans.
So
we had Harry Kane last week, didn't we?
Exactly. So we need to.
This is
the yin for the yang.
Yeah.
You know. So first part needs a couple of different bits for it. So I'll be a three. Mickey, if you can be a five.
Right.
And then Matt, Tom, if you can be anywhere in between a seven and a nine.
We're talking about harmonies here. Christ, Paul.
Okay.
Honestly, okay. I've got no idea either.
Mickey,
do we harmonise in numbers now? Is that
count us in.
One, two, three.
Oh, Ozil's dad!
It's Jeff Goldblum!
Oh, Ozil's dad is Jeff Goldblum!
And a fly is his mum!
Oh, Ozil's dad is Jeff Goldblum!
Oh, Ozil's dad is Jeff Goldblum!
Oh, Ozil's dad is Jeff Goldblum! And a fly is his mum! Oh, Ozil's dad is Jeff Goldblum!
That is the first time I've ever heard that chant, and it's just made it up.
He's made it up. Can you start me?
Because he looks like.
It's like,
I love the start.
Because he looks like, you know, Jeff Goldblum goes in the machine, and he's like half fly, half man.
Blundell fly.
Hey, Rotherham are 1-0 up against Hull City.
Brilliant. Good to know.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Spurs fans will be buzzing off
Dave,
that.
If you're listening on or watching on Dave,
yeah, will, yeah.
That's not going to be.
What a Rotherham result.
Well done, Paul. So, last
Calvin Phillips has been booked his 100th game for Leeds. Sorry about this. Right, the last one is Bobby Zamora. Yeah. Do you want to give that a go, lads? I'll count you in. One, two, three.
When you're the ball, it's your
head. I'll do it.
When you're sat in Rosette and the ball, it's your head. That's Zamora.
It's a good chant, that. It's witty. I'm sure there's another line. There must be another line. But
another line would sort that chant out. That'd send that chant into absolute greatness.
Yeah,
because I love that one.
We might have to do that next week and find out.
There's another version of it. Is that we used to sing one at Liverpool for Robbie Fowler. It was when the ball hits the net, it's a very safe bet that it's Fowler, Robbie Fowler. And when Liverpool score, you can hear the cop roar, Robbie Fowler. Robbie
yeah, it, I don't like that, Sean.
Oh, thanks, mate.
I don't like. I don't like how Scouser is. I don't like the way. I don't like the way how it's got.
Do you have
to
something against Robbie Farley? You referenced him last
no,
week as well.
It's his second. Yeah, he's made that in two consecutive.
£11 million we paid for him in 2000.
You're a little bit bitter about. I mean, didn't you like see him play for the first time and like real life and
God
in
Anfield, didn't he? Yeah, like, for a reason. I mean,
but didn't you realise how good he was though?
Oh, he was quick. When he was quick, he was the best player in the world. Simple as that.
Good ass.
Great ass. Yeah. Yeah, well, he couldn't get hold of his ass. He was too quick, Fowler. But he was strong as well. And he's got a low centre. He's quite like a lot of modern great players. I know, small, low centre of gravity, very quick. And he had a good... He could do things...
Nose for a goal.
He could do things... good shot power. He could hit ball hard. He could do things... Took his breath away. He was just quick, wasn't he?
Oh, you've turned that round there, Michael.
I love Robbie Fowler as a player.
I thought you were a very staunch critic of Robbie Fowler.
I want to put that to bed, yeah. No, I want to put that.
So, if you're listening, Robbie, Mickey's available. He can take you out on a Tinder date.
I'm sure I might. I think I've met him at some point.
You're a match.
Yeah, we might. Yeah, I quite like small, hairy men who own loads of houses.
Oh, okay. Nipper got excited then.
I know, yeah.
Right then, which we're gonna do? Which chant should we do? We've all got a vote each.
Yeah, do you want to go around the room and then if we get a tie, people start to argue.
I think the two we should look at. Oh, we'll rule out Zamora. So we've got three, haven't we? Yeah.
All right, my Meza older one.
You want? Yeah. Oh, we've got one.
It's
that
not established,
one.
Mate.
No.
We're not going to do that
for me.
Paul.
The Sheffield one. Weird.
Sheffield.
I like
Tom.
It.
Yeah, agree.
I think I like the Sheffield one.
But I'm not even going to vote then because it's three. There's no point.
No. Nope. Yeah.
So
It's decided. I'm going to warm up the Let's Rocks machine. When we come back, Tom, will you have the chant available just to refresh everybody's memories at
Absolutely.
Home?
Absolutely.
And yeah, then we'll see where we end
up with that.
Up.
Let's Rocks! Right then, let's go with Wit. What have you got, boys? What do you reckon for Wit?
I mean, it is witty. Every line's different. There's a lot going on.
It comes from old and his touch is golden.
Kieran
it's not
Lee.
That funny, is it, really?
I like Lee. The alliteration, though.
I
think that's where the humour comes in. And it sounds like a little bit quirky. And it's like, it'd bring a smile to my face if I heard that.
Which bit of alliteration are you?
I don't know what alliteration means.
I'm 100% sure you've got one.
I meant rhyming.
You did mean rhyming. You did mean rhyming.
Okay.
There we go.
That's Scouse Corner for you. I have no idea.
It's got a certain storytelling element to it, you know.
Yeah.
I know where it comes from.
Tolkien.
I mean, according to Wednesday fans, his touch is golden.
Yeah. I don't doubt it.
What's his name? Who is this?
Kieran Lee.
It's Kieran Lee.
Who?
Did you hear us? It's Kieran Lee.
Yeah, it's good that. I think it's quite... I would give it an 8. 8 or 9.
8 or 9. For, I mean...
I've looked at the machine. 8.5.
That's
what I should be saying.
Yeah, so Rocks is saying an 8.5 for Wit. What have we got after Wit, Mickey?
The Rocks scoring system?
Replication.
Oh, I mean, I don't think there's a... I think it's going to be hard work to replicate this one.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a lot of... I mean, too much effort. Would you rather just make your own chant up?
Unless you bought Will Griggs, you're not going to replicate... not Will Griggs, Kieran Lee, sorry.
Yeah.
You're not going to...
You need a player who's from Oldham.
Oh, it's Paul Scholes. Yeah, because he's from Oldham, isn't he?
And his touch is genuinely.
His touch was golden.
But does it work? He's very comes.
No, I like the tune. You don't hear that tune. Paul Scholes.
Yeah.
No.
I think it's low on the reputation.
It's original.
It's so niche.
Yeah, it is quite niche. All right, let's give it a 3.
It's a 3. Ooh. I should be writing this down, shouldn't I? So we've got an 8 and a 3.
8.5.
Get the dart.
That's 11.5. overall shitness, what do you think?
I like this chant.
I like it.
I mean, I think this got a lot of
it's
elements.
Not shit enough for it's my not, liking, to be perfectly
I've got
honest.
A 7 in my Ooh. Head.
Tom's right here, you know.
It's not shit enough, mate.
Do you reckon?
No, it's not shit
oh
enough.
Oh, my God. What are you saying then? Pull out a figure.
I think they're taking themselves seriously when they do this chant.
Yeah.
4?
Well, isn't 4...
I think it's middle of the road. It's a 5 for me.
Let's give it a 5 on overall shitness, because it wants some credit with overall shitness.
Mm. What did we give replication? It was a 3, wasn't it?
Oh, do you know what? It's not scoring well, this.
No.
See,
hang on
the first
a minute. I mean, this isn't it, right?
No.
It seems like it should be scoring higher.
I think
can
overall
we run
shitness.
The rock system again, please?
No. Mate, it's scientific. What's happened has happened.
Science don't lie.
As you know, X equals YM squared. Just made that up. It doesn't... but, As any scientific equation, this is mc squared, isn't it?
E equals mc squared. That's
E equals mc. Thanks, mate.
I'll jump in and rescue you.
Cheers, Einstein.
Thank you, Alfred Einstein.
What is that? What is that? That's speed
it's
of light.
The speed of light. Yeah, the speed algorithm of light. For energy equals mass
over time.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mass over time.
And we've taken this podcast to a whole new level.
Yeah. Neil deGrasse Tyson's going to be on next.
Yeah. Energy is mass over time, and time is mass over energy, isn't it? Is it divided by, or is it?
It's divided. Times itself is squared.
Yeah. All right,
the first C in E equals mc squared is contagiousness.
Oh, speed equals distance over time. Oh, That's what we're thinking of.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Contagiousness equals.
Leads are still 0-0. Contagiousness is, I think if someone started singing that, it might be a little bit too complex.
It's a banger.
But let's give it an 8.
Yeah.
Do you know why? It's the tune. The tune makes it an 8 for contagiousness.
You'd want to learn it, wouldn't you? You'd want to learn it.
Even if you don't know the words exactly, going.
I want to tell you about a whale, do about a boy who's separated. It comes to golden, it's such as golden. Kieran Lee.
Fucking hell! We're 1-0 down.
It is good, isn't it?
It's over. The dream is over.
Swansea have gone up 1-0. I told you, I saw talking shut lads on the way out, and I said, I'm not confident here.
It's all right, Michael.
How long's gone?
We need to show we can come from behind.
Yeah, yeah. There's only 25 minutes. I need more stats.
Come on, you Leeds fans are getting a reputation to being Evertonians here.
Fucking hell.
We won it all. We've had a taste.
This is really unprofessional in the podcast.
Complexity next. I
think it's a 6.
I mean, I think it's a little bit higher.
I fucked it up every time.
So. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's the second line. I think I will do. That's so hard to get in your head.
Yeah.
I don't even think that's the line.
I want to tell you.
I might as well do.
There you go.
Yeah, it's I've a 10. It's a 10 for complexity.
No, it's not.
Come on, we did Emery Can last week.
Yeah, it's not got 7 days in the week.
No. It's a 9 at least, then.
I think it's an 8.
8.5, we're going to split the difference.
8.5, fair play, 8.5, second 8.5. And silliness. I think it's pretty silly.
Yeah.
It's not overly silly.
No.
I think it is quite silly.
It's not Timmy Mallet.
I mean...
It sounds a little bit like the Bradshaws.
Let's give it an 8.5. Would you be happy with an 8.5?
No.
7. I give it a 7. I mean... The fact the basis of the song is around him coming from Oldham, and that's fairly silly, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's fairly accurate though as well.
Yeah, but
I know. But is it silly to sort of
from
like,
Oldham? No, it's not. Not if you're from Oldham, it's not.
It makes me think Hobbits. I don't know why.
Hobbits?
Yeah.
Well, Oldham. Most hobbits are actually from Oldham. A little known fact.
You know, like the northwest, sort of like Lancashire region. Airing on to the Ribble Valley, maybe. Tolkien country.
I'll tell you now, the Ribble Valley reminds me of dwarfs and little hobbits. Definitely.
Scores are in.
Okay, mate. What's it scored? Bear in mind, it's 51.
51 is the optimum. 60 is the maximum, but that's an overshoot. You actually don't want 60.
No, you don't.
That would be the equivalent of busting in a game of cards.
You've hit bar there.
Lads, I mean, after the dizzy heights of last week where we were knocking about high 40s, low 50s, not quite hit a 51, but unfortunately, lads, this week's chant is at number 40.
I'm glad it made it into 40s.
Yeah.
I mean, it deserved that at least. Yeah. I think, well done. Yeah.
Well done, Kieran Lee.
Thank you for sending that in, John.
It's a good chat, but it just didn't quite score well scientifically.
40 points to the Chef Wednesday fans. I think it was a little bit complex.
And thanks, John.
Well,
it wasn't silly. It wasn't shit enough.
It wasn't shit enough. And it was a little bit too good.
That's all I can say about that. Right then,
I'm going to go to a commercial break. We've been on air now for 35 minutes. We're aiming to nail this podcast at an hour, which suggests we're just over the halfway mark. So just over the halfway mark would be a good time for a commercial break.
Yes.
Hi, it's Carl from Carl's Carpets. Have you had a bad tiling job done? Well, don't worry, we'll carpet over it. We've a great range of carpets at our local carpet shop on Dewsbury Road. Coming in, we've got red carpets, blue carpets, multicoloured carpets, normal carpets, Brexit carpets, any carpet you want. Come and see us on Dewsbury Road, Carl's Carpets. Why pay for some chump to do it when you can do it yourself? Go on, be a man. Here at Collins Concrete, we provide all the liquid concrete you'll need. We mix it and you fix it. Go on, I dare you, be a man. Collins Concrete. Bike riding. Children's laughter. Families. Fun in the sun. Cricket. Here at Roundhay Park, we've got such a fantastic park experience to offer. A lake or two. It's safe for children. A certain somebody doesn't live there anymore. Because Roundhay Way, the birds are singing. Come and join us at Roundhay Park.
It's Tyler from Tyler's. And have you had a bad carpet job? Because we could tile over any car. Listen, Carl, that I'll tell you now. We've had our problems in the past, pal. I mean, you come on here and slagging me off. You come and say it to my face. We need to sort this out. You know where I am. I'm in tomorrow afternoon. I've got deliveries in the morning. Come and see me. Come and see me. We'll get this sorted once and for all, Carl.
And that was a word from our sponsors there. Thank you to our sponsors for making this all possible. Yeah, obviously we're not here for nothing, so we do need to pay the bills. Over to our next feature. After the success of ex-football professional you would most likely see in Butlins last week, we are on to which ex-pro would you most likely see in a train station at 10 a.m. drinking a pint with his breakfast in Wetherspoons. I think there's going to be a lot of contenders for this.
For me, I've got to go with Gary Mabbott.
Did you not go with Gary Mabbott for most likely to be found in Butlins?
Yeah, I did, but I'm judging it week by week. But
have you met Gary Mabbott? Have you got some inside information that we are privy to?
You had the witness account last time.
It would be
you?
Gary Mabbott. That's what my gut says.
I mean, is there anything wrong with drinking a pint at 10 a.m. with your breakfast in the Wetherspoons?
It depends. No, there isn't. Of course, there isn't. If that's where your life's going.
I mean, I'm sure I've found myself in a similar situation.
Yeah, what's wrong with the pint? Nothing, basically, nothing.
So that we're establishing there's nothing wrong with it. I'm half drunk now. But there's a certain sat kind of someone that would be found in the Wetherspoons.
Yeah, but get a bit of money knocked off if it don't cost quite as much for a pint if you have.
The food that they discount. That's what people tell me.
I'm asking for a friend. Which is it? The discount, the drink, or the?
I don't know, but. Listen.
So for you, Gary Mabbott.
For me, it's Gary Mabbott.
Why would you say that?
I think he's got a button undone as well on his wearing his shirt.
Top or bottom?
It's tucked in it, and it's one at the bottom.
Do you know why I'm going to chuck it at the mix? I mean, for me, especially since he's lost the England job. Sam Allardyce. Sam Allardyce.
Honestly, he's there.
In the Wetherspoons at 10 a.m.
Fucking right.
Crying into his pie.
No, what he's doing.
Two extra hash browns, no. Extra gravy.
No, you're wrong.
Really shaky hands, and he's got some prescription pills. He's got his neck in prescription pills.
No, I'm on board with that. He's got his Bluetooth headset in. He's on the blower to Sammy Lee. Yeah. He's phoning Giacomo.
He's got loads of sheets of paper. He's got loads of formations of sheets of paper. Yeah, well, yeah. Like stats on a bit
and
of paper.
He's like, I'll have another player to mash, love.
I brought in stats 30 years ago. I've still got them now.
And double gravy. He'd be by himself as well, obviously.
Totally, I mean,
Of course, yeah.
God, he would, at the table.
Yeah, he would,
Couple of breakfast, couple of pints.
Yeah.
I mean... Did we put Gary Mabbott at Butlins last week?
Yeah, he was.
He won it.
I think the fact that three of us said Sam Allardyce. Sam Allardyce.
Sam Allardyce.
The Dutch manager, Sam Allardyce.
Yeah, I mean, Sam Allardyce for me. You've got me saying it now. Sam Allardyce all day long.
He's your Wetherspoon, having a smoke and a pancake.
Perfect.
Well done,
Sam.
Yeah,
well done.
You won that round, mate.
We'll sit up. See you there soon.
Mickey, over to you for the next feature.
What is it, mate?
From dickheads to heroes.
So I have put this. Young man, because he's still a young man. Do you think, you know, it's weird actually when professional footballers retire, right? And you're like, oh my god, he's old because he's past it now. And then you see him wear a suit And you're like, oh my God, he's 35. He's like, you know what I mean?
And he's still rooming with me.
He's just a really young man who's like 35 years old. But yeah, it's weird how young footballers are, isn't it? This young man has managed Valencia very badly.
Appallingly.
Yeah, very badly. Terribly. He was a bad team. He was a losing team.
At the time he was there managing him, I don't think he was yet in the hero category.
No, I don't think he was.
So I actually quite enjoyed his failure there. But the way he handled it and the way he took it started to transgress him into the hero category. Yeah. You started to see
I'll explain why he's a hero in a bit, but he had a career with Man United. I think he was capped 80-odd times, it's the top of my head, but 80-odd times in Champions League.
Yeah.
So, like, for a very bad footballer, that's incredible.
He wasn't a bad footballer.
No, he wasn't. I hated him.
He wasn't very good. He wasn't world-class, but he got himself involved with world-class players. And I never hated him.
When I was watching him, I hated him.
No,
rhymes, so it must be true.
Yeah, should we tell the listeners at home who we're talking about?
They must have worked out it's Gary Neville.
It's Gary Neville, Michael.
But I never liked him as a fullback.
I honestly thought when
we were playing Man United, he's taking on Gary Neville, great, because he's shit. But he kept getting in the side
and week
and week
shit,
out.
I was keen.
He's won so much as a player. Yeah. Because he was in those teams.
Do you not think it had a lot to do with the group that came through and keeping that kind of camaraderie of Scholes,
you can't, if you're
going to
win
Neville.
Yeah, if you're going to win a treble, right, you don't carry anybody.
No, but there was a certain atmosphere of invincibility at Man United.
I think unbeatability is a better word than invincibility.
I like
bounce back ability.
I think it was a lot to do with the chemistry between, like I said, Beckham, Neville,
Class of 92.
Yeah.
And the fact you had the two brothers in the side and that. I mean, we're all agreeing Gary Neville wasn't the best
Phil
player.
Phil kind of slipped out. Gary Neville was a bad footballer who played at the top level for, 15 years?
I thought he was
a decent footballer.
Yeah, he was.
I don't think he was a bad footballer.
What was good about his football?
What he did, right, is he made the best
more
of
his
what he
than
had.
I'd like to assassinate
him. It was never out of position. Gary Neville wasn't caught out of position.
We need to assess what made him a dickhead.
He wasn't too quick.
So
specifically what made him a dickhead
was because
he played for United.
Yeah, but he was probably the worst player in that team. But the way he carried himself was like he was the best player in that
exactly.
team.
He had the arrogant kind of swagger.
Yeah, but that's description. Yeah, he wasn't a bad player. Totally but he made the most of everything he had. And positionally, he was good. And he had that partnership with Beckham down the right and all that. And he basically...
He was in a partnership with Beckham?
Yeah, but the others made him shine, didn't he? Do you know what I mean? But
he just passed the ball to him.
He's been there
Gary Neville
for years.
Mm. He'd make a mistake and the first thing he'd do is look around to blame someone else. It's not Gary Neville's fault.
Yeah.
Just giving a penalty away. It's not Gary Neville's fault.
God, it was terrible, Gary Neville.
I struggled to think because he seems to, even now, I mean, he seems to have like quite a big idea about himself. Mm. And I just thought,
I don't think he does, actually.
Well, maybe not now, but it's just sort of like, who's this rat boy? And I was like, how can you take any kind of shit from him in the dressing room? It's like, fuck off.
Yeah, he's a bit of a rat.
I don't think he's a great manager.
In his playing days, I totally agree with you.
He's a dickhead, right? That's established that. He was a dickhead. But why is he a hero? For me, he's a hero because as a commentator, like just with his punditry first, he's a great commentator. He knows his stuff. What he says is bang on.
You respect. I mean, you want to hate him because he's Man United, especially from Man United's point of view. Actually,
you just want a good commentator.
Corner.
You want a
but
good,
you
a good punditry.
You respect him. Very, very. You expected him very, very early on in his Sky Sports appearances because it was such a top knowledgeable pundit.
And he's got a bit of charismatic kind of like value.
Charisma?
Yeah, that's the word. Charismatic value.
And I mean, when you've been
charismatic ability.
Alan Shearer, Mark Lawrenson, Gary Lineker for the last however long. It was a breath of fresh air to see somebody be a little bit controversial.
Yeah, he says what he thinks.
Mm.
Definitely.
I think
with the Snyder's facial hair,
he's actually quite good as well. When he does Man United, it doesn't. You wouldn't know he's supported Man United at the punditry. There's no bias towards him. If he needs to attack them, he will. When he praises City, it's genuine. He's quite good at that as well. He's a good professional pundit.
Yeah,
basically.
He detaches himself from...
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He's good. And he's a big Man United fan, you know. And you can't knock him. He played for his own club, you know, boyhood club.
No, to be honest with you,
he does watch them as well.
For what a lot of people, like, you know, gone on about is that... Man U scored a last minute winner against us at Old Trafford.
Yeah.
And then he ran to the other end of the pitch and celebrated in front of Liverpool fans, like kissing yeah. the kissing the badge and stuff like that. Everyone was like going nuts over it. It's like, you can't be doing that. It's like, if that was Carragher, I'd love it. I'd absolutely love it.
If he's your dickhead, he's your hero, isn't he?
Yeah, definitely. But he's a bit of a dickhead as he's playing. But why is he a hero now? There's a couple of reasons. One of them I can't remember.
Did you watch the documentary where they went and bought Salford?
I think his
personality came out in that. And I mean, you know,
he took his own town and they have put some money in and made that a good little community.
You know, he rolled his sleeves up. They did things like right. That. They pointed the right people. And I thought the documentary genuinely made you think.
What documentary is that?
It was the one about where they bought Salford.
Salford.
It was some
good documentary, actually.
Yeah,
it was Nicky Butt and
Giggs,
the other one.
Oh, it was Giggs, the other one.
Yeah, and they bought their local football club and banged a load of their own money in it. And I actually thought.
And he banged a load of birds as well, or Giggs.
Yeah. And he does a lot of work for charity, by the way.
Oh, God, Ryan Giggs.
Ryan Giggs from Dickhead to
Hero.
He had a hotel in Manchester, right? And they kept all the homeless people in there.
So that's a true story as well, I know about that.
That's a bit of a heroic thing to do. Yeah. Obviously, most people would have got him kicked out. He doesn't.
He gave them 28 days, and then he'll get him kicked out.
Yeah. He's coming across a bit of bad people. And
you can stay in there until
he said something recently as well. I'm trying to remember what it was about. I think it was about football agents, and it was about grassroots football and money available for it, and how much money is disappearing out of the game, and how much of all this billions of pounds. It's the industry that's billions of pounds. We're struggling to keep open certain grassroots facilities, and he's saying, "Where's all the money going?"
Yeah.
And it was a real shot at the establishment.
Yeah,
it was a real what he said got retweeted. And everyone was retweeting. Hey, I retweeted,
and he lives.
And it was bang on what Gary Neville.
I need to drag you out of Gary Neville's ass. I never thought I'd say that to a Leeds fan, Mickey. But
actually, loads of Leeds fans respect him.
I need to wrap this up. And I need to say, Gary Neville, you really have become a hero from a dickhead.
And he lives in a Teletubby house.
Hero!
That's a fact.
No, he does.
What's next, Max?
Idea. Do you know, we were going to either do look at the arse on that, or we were going to do guess the goal. And now, do you know what? I'm going to leave it to you to decide, Mickey.
Well, we'll do guess the goal.
I honestly want to do guess the goal.
We
don't have a jingle for it. We've not rehearsed it.
I forgot to do one.
What's it about?
One all!
Leeds scored.
Yeah, Leeds
Guess
scored.
The goal!
Leeds United have scored.
The roof is on fire, Jamie Shackleton, the young Kipax lads. The young Kipax lads giving a little assist there as well. Yes,
Kim Adams scored minutes. Again.
Roof has scored, mate. Yes, he's scored five goals now. Yeah,
the roof is on fire.
Jamie Shackleton, mate, with the assist. Right back. Unshackled himself from his right back role and got forward, no doubt.
So he did there.
So, Mickey, you're gonna. But you're gonna give a go.
I've got a goal in mind.
Last week, Paul guessed 4 out of 4.
Yeah,
honestly,
I thought
you two had set it up.
No, we haven't.
So it's gonna become a regular weekly.
Let
feature.
Me just. I need
to tune into Derek Acorda right now.
Okay. You ready? And the ball's crossed in from a corner kick into the area. It's half cleared. And it's fallen at quite a high height there. It's gone through a crowd of players and just gone in. It's gone through a big crowd of players. He hit it early. It was quite an awkward volley. On the up from the bounce, it's gone straight like a slow planet. Straight through a crowd of players and into the goal. It was quite central when he hit it. And it was the FA Cup final.
It's Eric Cantona, 1996.
I've blotted that from my mind, mate.
Yeah, brought it back. I wanted to bring that one back. If I had not said FA Cup final,
I already knew it, mate.
You should have said it.
I didn't want to acknowledge it, mate.
It was Eric Cantona scoring in that. It was
well
a rubbish
done,
score.
It was the world's shittest final.
I tell you what, that was actually a feature between Mickey and Paul, but your
Tom
interjection, I think that's added a whole new element.
We could have a competition.
And
actually,
Paul is now, Tom is now 1-0 up.
Hang on a minute, 4-1 down.
No, we don't count those, mate. You don't count pre-season.
So we're going to make this a weekly weekly feature.
Guess the goal.
Guess the goal. And yeah, Tom, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well done, Tom.
So proud right now.
What I will say is that I was a bit disappointed I had to mention the FA Cup final.
No, I thought you were going to stop and give us more clues.
I didn't say it, but you say it.
We need buzzers, mate. That's buzzers. Yeah.
In Tom's defence, Tom did have that halfway through. I saw his face light up. He started doing a little hand thing. But I think he was just letting you finish. You looked like you were enjoying it. You should always let somebody finish if they're enjoying themselves.
No, I'll say this now. You want to get away with hard-earned information. The more information you give, the less credit you get for getting it.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
So the fact that I had to mention the FA Cup final.
This is a work in progress, then, this feature.
Yeah,
so work
definitely.
In progress.
We could have like a timer and then like points per.
If I just went, the ball comes over, it goal. Goes inside and hits it.
It's Pele. Oh my God!
Are you ready for this one?
Go on.
He's got the ball. He's just in a defensive position, just inside his own half. He sweeps it over to the far stick. It's going right over to the far stick. And the end. He just falls in.
David Platt.
No.
Ooh.
Gazza, he's got to the far post. It's a first time scissor kick.
Peter Crouch.
No. I know what's
Wayne Rooney.
No.
Trevor Sinclair.
It's not that Canio one, is it?
It's the Canio.
Oh,
there
he is.
Are we giving that as one or was that an official guess for goal?
That was unofficial.
Okay, moving on.
I only do the unofficial ones, by the way.
Really good unofficially, mate.
We're going to keep that as quite a quick feature so we can run it every single week without interviewing.
Yeah,
but we are going to go on to the Mickey.
Speed it up there.
Mickey, you snuck out in midweek. You were up at Thorpe Arch.
Yeah.
And you were interviewing the Leeds United manager, so I believe.
I did,
you
actually
I've got
a very quick
us.
Interview with Bielsa. His English is really coming on. That's all I say.
Press the play.
The big interview.
Hi, Marcelo. Well, you've been very open with your tactics, so how are Leeds going to set up today?
Oh, my players, they are warriors. No quarter given. We will tear our opponents limb from limbs. We will open their veins on the pitch. We will stare into their eyes as they bleed to death, stretching, gurgling. My players' contorted faces of anger will be the last thing they see. We will impregnate their wives and mothers. We will wipe their seed from the earth. We will set fire to their houses and communities and raise their city to the ground. I predict a 1-1 draw.
The big interview.
And that was Marcelo Bielsa of Leeds United. Thanks
Amazing.
For going out to Thorpe Arch and
to get that close.
What
to
a feature.
What was he like as a person? Was he a good guy?
Intense.
He sounded intense.
I didn't get a chance to speak to him much.
He sounds quite Libyan in person.
He's more Libyan than you think when you get to see him. Like, I think he might have blacked up for the interview, which is a bit weird, put me off. But
That wasn't coming across in the audio. So
no, it wasn't, was it?
I'm glad it was just an audio.
Yeah, he was sat in a bucket, sat in a blue bucket. It's okay.
It's okay.
Marcelo Bielsa, Mickey Piquet, thank you for the interview.
There you go.
Right then, I think we're going to move on back to the Rocks Machine. This is a podcast about chants and chanting. Obviously, as we said at the start of the show, we're going to give you some established chants, and then we're going to go to either chants that you guys send in from home or chants that Scouse Corner have made up on the lonely, cold, dark nights in Beeston. Scouse Corner, over to you. What have you got for us today?
You back.
Yeah, so...
There's four chants. Five chants.
Yeah, hang on a minute, there's three pages
we've
here.
We've been sent in some real beauties this week, actually. So
you'll have to tell us which ones are from the listeners, because they can send their chants into info@propersports.uk.
I made that mistake last week.
Do you want to say that again without me interrupting?
Yeah, so when we go through these, I want you to tell us if they are chants that you've come up with or chants our listeners have sent in, because they can send their chants into info@propersport.uk, absolutely no co, or they can follow us on Twitter at Fat Chance Pods.
That's it. One all at half time, Matt.
Cheers, Mickey. If we wrap this up quickly, we can get there for the second half. Scouse Corner, give us your chance.
Yeah, the first one is from Gary from Hong Kong. And he just
Ledge.
He just messaged it in. I think it came about when he was being a Villa fan, even though he was an Evertonian, according to his Twitter feed.
Yeah, it does happen, though.
Yeah, it's weird. But anyway, are we going to...
Yeah. So it goes
John Carew scores a goal and sets up two. John Carew, even though people think he's poo. With his left, with his right, he is equally as shite. With his head, he's sublime. That's why he is a number nine.
John Carew, Yeah, there you go. I quite like that. I like it.
I like it a lot.
It's witty.
Yeah.
It's silly.
Catchy.
It's catchy. It's quite complex. Overall shitness is 10 out of 10.
It's well up there, mate.
I'd like to now kind of jump in here, because I was at Ellen Road last week, a week tonight actually, and I just heard, I was chatting away to people, I said we're doing this podcast about Footy Chants, and someone said, oh, one glitch is all it takes. And I was like, oh my God, that's it. And I said,
My word.
I said, what's the rest, mate? I don't know. That's the only thing I've heard.
So who was that guy who said that to you?
What's the player called, mate? What's the player called?
Klitsch.
Yeah, what's his full name?
Klitschko?
Just Klitschko.
That's where all the codes are from.
That's it. He's brilliant. He's a midfield dynamo. I think it's Norwegian, I think. I don't know. Probably.
Polish. He went over to the Leeds player.
Polish, yeah.
Yeah, Polish international.
He went
mate.
Over to, what was that club he went to?
Reykjavik.
No, was it Feyenoord?
Feyenoord.
Something like that last year. But Utrecht or something like that. Okay, mate, yeah. And he was brilliant. And they didn't want to let him go. He's come back to us and he's just been fantastic at the start. But this is it. Here's the champ. I've had to improvise and make this up. But one glitch is all it takes. Falling in love with Leeds. Possibilities
up to the Premier League.
One glitch is all it takes. Falling in love with Leeds. Possibilities
up to the Premier League.
One glitch is all it takes. Falling in love with Leeds. Possibilities
up to the Premier League.
So that's from the original.
I like it.
It's from Dua Lipa. Yeah.
Is that?
No, it's.
I don't know the original song, so I don't know the
tune. It sounds exactly like that.
Possibilities. I look like all you need. Something like that.
There you go.
I'm just not sure it's to a catchy enough tune. But we'll decide at the end, and then we'll bang it through. Right.
Oh, it's a catchy tune.
It's got my vote.
Number three, Fabio Aurelio.
Yeah. So we got sent this one on Twitter. The name. I'm sorry to the guy who sent it in. I can't remember what his name is now.
Strong F. Oh no, that's not his name.
That's not his name, mate. Yeah. So Fabio Aurelio, Brazilian fullback for Liverpool. Yeah.
Well, if you're listening, mate, thank you for sending this in.
Yeah, cheers, mate.
We will give you a shout out next week because we do want to engage our fans.
Correct. So Fabio Aurelio, Brazilian fullback for Liverpool, and it's to the tune of Alien in New York.
Alien in New York.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
English.
Alien
in New York.
Ah shit. Yeah.
Alien in New York.
I'm an alien.
You said
an Englishman.
You sent that round on the WhatsApp group recently, and I was thinking,
an illegal
what
Englishman.
What the fuck's on about?
He's an alien in
Listen,
New
I'm doing
York.
The radio edit version, okay? The American right, version. Anyway, so it goes like this, okay?
He's not a right back, he plays left, my dear. He follows Rafa from the sun. He's always injured, but he still fucking rules. A Brazilian in Liverpool. Whoa, Fabio Aurelio, a Brazilian in Liverpool.
It's very strong.
Yeah, it's good.
It's got everything.
That was got me at the chorus. I was about to burst into
like
it again.
It's a bit complex.
It's one of them ones you just skip the verse.
It's very complex, but you hit the chorus and it's going to score high on contagiousness. Yeah.
There's one that we used to have for Aurelio, though, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That off. Two in Liverpool, Tom. Hey, like, I've got one that's
following. It's like 2 seconds.
No, I'm not bothered.
It is good,
Isco,
though.
Right? We all like Isco.
The Real Madrid player.
Yeah.
Do you know he used to come drinking in our local boozer?
Yes, no, he didn't.
What?
Mate, I've got a proper story. We don't have time.
In Rothwell.
He was seeing
Isco in Rothwell.
Mate, he was seeing a girl from behind the bar.
Standard, isn't it?
No, they met on holiday, become childhood sweethearts. They used to write each other when
That's
he was just
he
in Spain.
They used to write each other?
When he was just in Spain.
And then
they used to write each other.
He got famous. And then he came to Rothwell to see her, and he was drinking in the Black Bull in Rothwell. He was drinking a pint of Guinness and black. with a vodka chaser.
How long ago? What year?
Like 4 years ago.
Fuck off.
I'm telling you. It was up for Young Player of the Year award. Yeah, was
honestly, there was that time when I saw Sergio Ramos in Woodlesford.
The only thing I can do is I will...
I saw that in fucking... Weatherspoons
at the train station. Whenever you want.
Yeah, he was going over to Psalm Rice with a plate of mash.
I'm obviously not going to win this argument. I need to bring in some proof. I'm going to bring in some proof for the next one, but give us the chant.
Well, I've got an Esco chant here. It goes like this. Real ISCO. Real ISCO. He is I.
Is it three?
He is I. Is.
It's got to be three, mate.
All right. Sorry.
Okay.
Do you want to do...
Yeah, go on.
All right. This is going badly already, isn't it?
I go.
Real ISCO.
Well done, mate. Yeah.
Real ISCO.
Keep it going.
He is real ISCO. He is real ISCO. He is I.
Inspirational.
He is S.
Speedy.
He is C.
Crafty.
He is O. ISCO.
Do you know what, guys? I've come. There's one problem with this chant.
I can't spell.
No.
What's that, mate?
It's a Spanish chant for a Spanish player, and we're singing it in English.
Oh yeah, we need to do Spanish accents, right, Matt?
No, we need to do it in Spanish.
My players are warriors. He is I. He is I incredibly.
It's more like
a mierda.
No.
He is C.
Oh right, hold on. I've got this as well. I typed this in just myself, but it's a chant I thought of. Tonight, and it's totally true. This is for Leeds fans in the Championship because we are always on the telly. Because they're advertising, we're the biggest club in fucking England, so they always want to put us on the telly.
In the West Yorkshire region.
We're always on TV! 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 And we are, we're on tonight.
I mean, there's lots to say about that. Is it witty? Other teams going to want to use
it. Danny Mills is fucking brilliant, isn't it?
It is, straight to the point.
It's be all like Leeds come as well.
You know what?
Only because we're desperate song. To keep this somewhere near an hour and Leeds are about to kick off the second half very shortly. Rocks, yeah. We need to pick a song.
It's got to be John Carew for me.
I missed the John Carew one while I was out, so Scouse Corner, just very quickly.
John Carew scores a goal and sets up two. John Carew, even though people think he's poo. With his left, with his right, he is equally as shite. With his head, he's sublime. That's why he is our number nine.
Absolutely brilliant. I mean, should we rattle through these? I tell you what, I'm really glad I got
press
to hear
the button,
that.
Mate. Press the button.
Oh, obviously, Mickey, we're not.
Yeah, make the machine work. Yeah.
I need to turn the machine on. Just bear with me.
Just a quick shout out, Matt, and everyone else, to Mark Crossley for the recordings.
Marco. Marco's the man.
He's a good lad, isn't he?
He's a local beatnik, as he's known, musically. Check him out.
There's a bit of everything. Didn't you tell me he was working on a new side project? We'll have to give it a plug on here when it's.
He's making some decked.
He's doing his own decked.
Yeah, he's even doing up his mini or something.
A bloke from Robert Road has given him some wood, and he has some concrete and everything like he's doing really well, mate.
Absolutely.
Good luck, mate.
Right, make it my. Machine isn't working, so I'm going to just give you quick fire shout outs. So for the John Carew chant, W witty, give me a score. How witty is it? 10. Absolutely, I'd be inclined to agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Replication. Are other clubs going to be able to steal it? Let alone are they going to want to steal it?
Anyone that rhymes with a new, you know what I mean? Four.
Canu.
No. Anyone that's got a new in the name?
Wanku Kanu. No.
All right, three.
So it's a low score.
It's a three.
The score's going down the more I sing it.
Yeah, it's
overall shitness, Michael.
100% 10.
Yeah.
It's really fucking shit. Horrendous, mate.
Yeah.
Contagious, let's be honest. It's to the tune of Agadoo.
Yeah.
It's fucking contagious. Yeah.
Nine. Due to complexity issues, nine.
Yeah, okay. Complexity. Our next one.
Six.
I mean, it's complex.
Are
complex.
You writing this down with a dart?
The dart has been retired.
Have you got an actual proper fountain pen? We are moving up in the
world. That's my carpet.
I'm going to say six.
Six okay,
for complexity.
And silliness, let's be honest. Any song you do to the tune of Agadoo.
Do you know what? I've got. But I know for the fact this is scoring highly. And I'm pretty excited about this score. Matt, the maths.
Come on, Gary.
Bowman is going to work it out.
Math the maths.
I can't remember how you... Carry it across, mate. Again, compared to the dizzy heights of last week, because they really were dizzy heights that we reached, boys, we've only got 45, which is 6 points off the top score. And
half is quite good, 45, mate.
Well done, Gary.
Well done. You know, 46 or 48 before.
Well done, Gary, who lives in Hung Hom.
Yeah, that was really good, mate. Thank you.
Hong Kong.
Right, we've got our last one now, and it's shithouses through time. Can I do the jingle for it, because I didn't do it before?
Yeah, well, I demand you do the jingle.
Shithouses through time, you bastard.
You shithouse, you shithouse. Shithouses through time, I think we absolutely nailed this last week with Roy Keane.
Yeah.
Not meaning to stay on the Manchester United theme.
Not
or,
at all.
You know, this is
coincidental.
It is coincidental, but this week we're going to go with Jose Mourinho.
Oh, I love that Jose, Zaya. Right, Jose, so...
That's Portuguese for shithouse,
shithouse through time. So, basically...
I used to like the guy.
I used to like him.
I
think he could have gone from hero to dickhead. We could have done that with the
backwards version of
dickhead.
Bang on. There was a very small window when I liked him.
Yeah, when he managed Porto.
Exactly.
And when he ran down the wing and slided into the corner and beat Manu 1-0.
Yeah.
And I was like, and it was very arrogant, but he was very good, and he won the European Cup.
He was charmingly arrogant, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Before he discovered the art of a fucking whinge.
On the cusp of football coaching as well at that point.
He was modern, very good.
I'll say now, he's not been relevant. I'm not going to over exaggerate here. He's not been relevant, I don't think, since about 2007. I think, from a tactical coaching point of view, he's won trophies, he's won with Real Madrid, he ran with Inter Milan in 2008. I think he won the European Cup with them, or 09 maybe. But he inherited great teams. He's just inherited very good teams.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you give me Real Madrid, and I'll just play the best, you'll motivate them. Yeah, I'll just play the best 11 players they've got.
Tell them a few jokes. Like, tell them a few jokes before they go out.
He's massively tactically out of date.
Honestly, I'm not exaggerating. He's 10 years out of date.
And what do we think about the Mourinho kind of Wenger rivalry? I mean, did he come out of that very well? Because they're both knobheads, aren't they? Let's be honest.
At the end, they're both like dickheads. At the start, when Mourinho came through, he was literally the best, probably. In a weird way, one of the best managers of all time in a 5 year period. Well, maybe 4 year period. From 2003-04 to around 2007-08, he won everything.
Yeah.
And he did it at different clubs as well.
It sounds like we're talking Mourinho up here. I think Tom's got a lot to say about Mourinho being a shithouse.
Well, it's a shithouse through time. Because, his arrogance now has given way to petulance.
Yeah, I mean,
and now that he's losing, he's got no. He accused Man City of having no class. He's got no class or grace whatsoever.
Correct.
He's arrogant, and he doesn't know how to manage players anymore. The game's moved on. He hasn't.
I think at the point where you, as a manager, feel like you're better than the players, or you're more important than the players, that's when the players are going to stop losing respect for you. And Mourinho did that the second he walked into the Man United dressing room. You know, I'm here to save the day.
Pop doesn't want to play. It gets to stage now where like some players are worth more than a lot of football clubs. So like Pogba's worth, I mean, how much would you sell Pogba for? You're looking at probably 100 million.
Oh yes.
So
like, I mean,
is Pogba worth more than Mourinho?
Defo.
So who do you get rid of? Because apparently Pogba, I would get rid of Mourinho in a heartbeat if I was a Man United official.
Totally. Tom, so, you, I reckon you can fucking give him some. As a staunch Liverpool fan anyway.
Big statement.
And a big Mourinho hater.
Right, even taking my Liverpool hat off for a minute. Being objective, I think he's the biggest fraud in football, quite frankly.
I think he's at the moment.
Please expand.
So he's been in England since 2004, right? So this week's question, pop quiz, football quiz.
Can anybody name a really good player that he's brought through that he's improved?
None.
I improved.
That he's coached. Yeah. That he's actually coached.
That's
and improved.
Right.
I can name you a shedload of players that he's not been asked to do, that have gone on to be.
Is a good one.
I'm not saying he doesn't win things.
No, you're right. I think
he's
a fraud.
But he goes shopping. He buys players at the top of the game,
and he's like a spoiled kid. He wants the best player for the most money, and then he turns them slightly disappointingly average.
He puts shackles on him. He says, "Right, defend." Like what he's done to the lad, the French lad,
Martial. The lad Martial. What he's done to top lad, Martial.
He's a forward player. He's got to play left back pretty much. Yeah. It's just, it's crap. Like, and it never brings.
And he keeps calling Luke Shaw fat.
Like, if you go to Bielsa, right, who has four youth players challenging the 18 squad players he has. So he has a philosophy of to bring how important the academy is. Mourinho never brings anyone through.
He don't believe in youth. He believes in winning at all costs. That's why he has to move on from a club. He gets there. Yep. He spends his money. He gets the best team possible. He wins something.
Correct.
There's nothing. There's no young players coming through. He gets the fuck out of there.
Asked.
He goes, right, trophy in your cabinet.
I think he got lucky at Porto with the players he had.
That's his only achievement for this.
Yeah,
you look Porto at what Pep Guardiola does. Pep Guardiola leaves a legacy. Jose Mourinho leaves a trophy cabinet with a bit of silverware in.
Well, actually, you know what,
there's a lot to be said for that, to be fair.
It makes good players play with fear.
Yeah,
that's what he does right now, and he doesn't bring any youth through. Like you said, it's a good point. He doesn't improve anybody. Yeah. He's petulant and he's angry and he's rude.
He's lost his charm. I couldn't agree with that anymore. He's lost his charm.
I don't think he has lost his charm. I think it's just the only thing that's changed is that the media aren't up his arse anymore.
I'll tell you what I love about him, though.
I'll tell you what I love about him.
He fucking hates Man United.
Yeah, true.
He could be from Dickens to Agent. Messing him up. Comes out 10 years later going, massively, his fan
base. He lives in a hotel. He lives in a hotel like a Portuguese Alan Partridge. Yeah. On his own.
He's got a wife and kids back home, hasn't he?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. No wonder he's miserable.
Why don't they send him over then?
Because he's a shithouse, Michael.
So this is a man that doesn't spend time with his own family. He doesn't like kids.
Abuses dogs, like the last nugget we had.
No, let's not accuse with that. But I know for a fact that Roy Keane's dog did commit suicide. But let's move on from that. So he don't like kids. He don't like his own family.
He don't like his own players.
He's got a shit coat.
He makes good players shit. But on the plus side, he manages Man United.
Yeah, yeah.
And he is just so fucking up royally there, isn't he? What more?
I hope he stays at club.
Look, we're gonna call him a shithouse through the year.
If he makes
a big enough mess at Manchester United, dickhead to hero, you know, maybe who knows. Lads, I mean, I think we've hit the 1 hour 13 mark. We've gone over 13 minutes, but we're doing 10 minutes. We're 10 minutes under what we did last.
We're going to end it because I felt like 1 hour 30
so
was a bit too much.
John Carew won it, mate.
Well done, Gary from Hong Kong.
Sheffield Wednesday chant went
Let's
through
go
rocks,
second
but it
night.
Was a lonely. It didn't score well compared to last week's, but no, that's been the Fat Chance podcast. I've really enjoyed it.
John McClure, thank you for being in. I will say now, if you're still listening, you're wasting your life. But we want your chance. Send them in at Twitter us or tweet us
at Fat Chance.
Or send them in. You can send them in, record them, send them in info@propersport.uk. It's easy. Send them in. We'll analyse them. We'll see what you're all about.
That has been Fat Chance. Should we end on the chant?
Yeah,
let's do it.
This is Fat Chance.